Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com. Sounds like what you're saying to me is God may be calling certain individuals to certain unique ministries based on perhaps their experience or their gifting, but he's calling all of us to daily obedience. You know, there's my wife and I were discussing this the other day, how is there one particular call on your life? God wants you to, let's say you're single. He has this particular person in mind for you to marry, or he wants you to go in this particular career field and have this particular job or live in this particular city. And our feeling is, and maybe you disagree, I don't know, our feeling is God may give us a variety of choices, and it doesn't mean that one is necessarily right or one is necessarily wrong, as long as, of course, they're not in direct contrast to his will and to what we learn in Scripture. But what he is calling us to is that daily obedience, that daily service, that daily reaching out beyond our immediate work life or home life to see the needs around us. That's what's more important to God than that maybe that one particular call that he has in our life. Do you agree or disagree?
I would agree with you. And I think as you develop what I would call a lifestyle of meeting and following God, it becomes a calling. Let's set aside the word calling, because I agree with you. Sometimes that is an obstacle for people, that's just too big for me. I can't do that. But let's just say that daily obedience, but not just a mechanical obedience, an obedience that springs from relationship. I've experienced God's presence. I've experienced his love. And it's out of that I want to live this day. And as you develop a lifestyle of that, a lifestyle of meeting and living for God, it forms a direction in your life. And it could go in a lot of different ways. It becomes a calling, if you want to use that word. So I would agree with you. I think it's not. I think we can get hung up and say, okay, I just got to totally, get intense and sweat and everything till I figure out that I'm going to be a missionary in Africa. Maybe that'll be the case, but you can start today. You can make a difference today, and pretty soon you see where God is working, and you keep going in that direction. I think that's more accessible to people, and frankly, I think people are hungry for that. They go to church, they do a lot of things, but they have this sense there's got to be more to this. How do I get going for it? How do I start moving toward it? There's a phrase or a quote that I like. It's from Oswald Chambers. He's the guy that wrote that great classic devotional, My Utmost for His Highest. And he would often say, "Trust God and do the next thing."
Right.
Trust God and do the next thing.
Love it.
I think if you develop a lifestyle around trusting God and doing the next thing, eventually you look back and say, yeah, that's what he called me to do.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.